President of the Sitka Cancer Survivors Society, Susan Suarez, would have been at Wednesday night's basketball game regardless, because she's also one of the cheerleading coaches. But when asked about making it a fundraiser and packing the gym pink, she didn't hesitate.
Actually, it was the coach, Rich Kropa, who approached us and said, hey, I'd like to get some awareness out there. Here's a group of young women and start, you know, with this education and awareness of breast cancer at an early age.
Sitka High wore pink uniforms as the home team colors in honor of the night's theme, while cheerleaders from both Sitka High and Mount Edgecombe sported pink ribbons. And in the stands, the crowd was pretty pink as well, both in attire and because the first 300 people to arrive were given pink pom-poms, which waved during the game and in appreciation of the Sitka skippers at halftime, who also donned pink.
This is the first time we've done this, and it's pretty exciting. We've had a lot of positive feedback about the event. People are really excited. The kids are excited to do it. And we've had people ask us to think about for the guys, because awareness for guys and breast cancer. And what about pink uniforms for the guys and have a game that they bring that awareness, because not only women, but men can also get breast cancer.
Suarez says the Cancer Survivors Society has done a few other things around town, like create the Path of Hope at Lower Molar Field, where cancer survivors can go to just relax.
Then they started putting benches around town, and there's actually a bench started with my sister, Julie Hughes, and that started down at Crescent Harbor. Well, then as it progressed, they started doing mini grants in addition to that, and they started at $250 mini grants, and now we've been able to fundraise enough to increase those grants up to $500 per family for an annual grant.
Suarez says this year 20 Sitka families received one of the mini grants. The money from Wednesday night's basketball game will also help fund those grants. Suarez says the attendance at the game was more than she could have hoped for, as the gym truly was packed pink. Sitkan Mary Beth Nelson says she doesn't usually go to basketball games, but she did go to this one, wearing a pink T-shirt from a cancer walk that her sister had participated in before she succumbed to breast cancer about 4 years ago.
No, this is definitely not just a basketball game. This is in honor of the many people we've all known that have battles against cancer, and some of them made it and some of them didn't, and we're here for them.
In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.